I chased him around the pickup once, then he ducked under the fence and ran into the front lot, where the cowboys were sorting cattle. I was in hot pursuit. Well, one thing led to another. I ran right in front of this snorty old cow, don't you see? And the next thing I knew, she was blowing hot air on the back of my neck and shaking her horns at me. It sort of took my mind off the cat. I ran for the nearest cover, which happened to be the boss, and you might say that he got plastered. The old cow took aim for me and got the boss instead. Bedded him down slick as a whistle. Then I did my duty as a loyal cow dog. I rushed to his side and licked him on the face. He turned to me and said,
"Dang it! Get out of here!"
I can take a hint. I know when I'm not welcome. I got the heck out of there. Who do you suppose got blamed for this? Pete, who started the whole thing? The cow who did the actual damage? No, no. Good old easygoing, fun-loving, hardworking Hank. And ever since that time, when me and the boss run into each other, he doesn't say howdy or good morning. It's, "Go on, dog, get out of here." It's hard being a cow dog. You've got to take trash off of cats and abuse from the cattle, and you get no thanks, no respect from the boss. I guess that's why they keep me around this ranch, so that anytime somebody fouls up, they can call in old Hank and pin the blame on him. It's a cruel world.